So just to finish out, though, in terms of choice of endocrine therapy, what about the patient who's been on an AI? Does it matter if they've been on 2 years versus 5 years? And obviously the question of fulvestrant versus, you know, some other strategy.
So for women who've been on AI therapy at the time of recurrence, I almost always switch to fulvestrant for a couple reasons. One is that's where the actual literature lies. There are very few data on continuing AI therapy and introducing a CDK4/6. But the second point really gets to the biological mechanisms of resistance. And with increased genomic sequencing of metastatic breast cancer, probably about half of all the tumors that recur on or after AI therapy have these acquired mutations in ESR1, which constitutively activate the estrogen receptor. And so I think you're getting very little yield for the use of more AI in such patients. So I routinely switch to fulvestrant, and then if they haven't had it already, introduce the CDK4/6 inhibitor. The question arises in women who, you know, finished their AI therapy a while ago and now have recurrent disease. And they're sort of an arbitrary choice. In my own mind, if they recur within 2 years after an AI, I would switch them to fulvestrant. If it's more than 2 years, I think it's okay to try the aromatase inhibitor, but that's totally arbitrary. And most of the trials actually used a 1 year benchmark for that AI sensitivity.
You know, you were mentioning fulvestrant, and, you know, fulvestrant's been out a long time, but, you know, I always thought, like, more was going to happen with it. It's, when I first heard about it, it seemed, like, so interesting, and, you know, it didn't really seem like that much really happened, and now we're hearing about these oral SERDs. Do you think that's going to make a difference?
So the interesting thing about the SERDs is they are a class of drugs that should work. I mean, there is a target that's defined. There's an easy pharmacodynamic readout. You treat patients and you measure the tumor pre and post and you see if you've degraded the estrogen receptor, lost estrogen receptor. And yet it's been really hard to develop these drugs. They've actually been more toxic or more difficult to biodeliver than people had imagined. And so they've been talking about SERDs for 8 or 10 years. It's been a long while to get them to market. There were several posters at San Antonio on new SERDs. And, you know, again, they look to have activity. They look like they're ironing out some of the GI and tolerability issues. So I expect that we'll see them in the market in the years ahead, but I'm with you. It's a class of drugs that absolutely should be straightforward, and it's been a lot harder to bring forward than you would have guessed.